Hey, Matthew.
How you doing today, James?
Hey, not bad. Yourself?
Oh, man. It's going good. It's my birthday today. It's Easter. Just relaxing today. Got the day off from work, and I am just taking it easy and cleaning some reptiles and cleaning some tubs and cleaning some water bowls and doing all that stuff. And I just kind of relaxing now and man, it's going good, dude. What's been going on?
Nice. Hey, I'm just happy to be here and getting the episodes going back on. You know, I was just I couldn't wait to do another episode with you, right? Have you on for part two, right? So,
okay, that's, yeah. So, man,
happy birthday.
Thank you very much, bro. A lot has gone on since we did the last one. I know, I believe we just had our first clutch when I talked to you before. And all those babies are getting really big now. They're going to be 3 in December, which would be December 5th when they were born. And a couple of them are the 2 females I kept are, man, they got to be close to 1,300 or 1,500 grams already, and they look amazing.
They're getting nice really, and beefed up.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't weigh them. I'm just saying, that's what I think they're about up to. You know what I mean? I could be off a little bit on those, but they're looking really good and solid. And we had 5 clutches last year, which I would love to get into each one of those here in a minute as we go on. But this year, we're also looking into having, you know, 5, if not more than that this year. And we've got some really cool pairings coming up. We picked up a couple of really nice snakes last year, which was, oh my gosh, it was exciting getting those. And we'll go into some of that as well. But yeah, likewise, like, good hearing from you, and I'm glad to be back on the podcast here, because, you know, it's really exciting. I finally got our Morph Market account set up, so we are live on there and got some snakes for sale on there, and you can look us up on LMC Reptiles.
You're still there? I think you might have. There you are.
Okay, yeah, so we finally got on Morph Market, and that was a big goal of mine, was to finally get onto that, okay, and get some babies, you know, picked up. And so now we have some of our babies from last year on our Morph Market. And now my plan is to, on that Morph Market account, you know, pretty much just post what we hatch on there. You know, I'm not really planning on putting, you know, any of my older females, at least as of yet, you know, or males, like our, you know, first collection that we bought into. So you know, if you want to, I'll start out, or do you have any questions right off the rip that you want to go into, or else I'll just like kind of,
I got a question for you too. I had all these questions pre-prepared just for you, man, because I had a lot of things. Perfect. I wanted to ask you.
Awesome, but awesome.
Let's start just by introducing yourself. I know this is your second time on, but just in case there's new listeners and stuff like that, which it always does happen, just tell them who you are and a little bit about LMC Reptiles and what the LMC stands for, just so they get a better picture.
Perfect. Great. So my name is Matthew Crego, and we live in Jacksonville, Florida here, and I am actually a custom woodworker by trade. I've been doing custom furniture for about 15 years almost. And when I say custom furniture, basically about 15 years ago, some friends of mine were dragging some logs out of the swamp, and I took my chainsaw and cut a couple pieces off, and ever since then, it was like a full-blown, like, I got into something very passionate, and it was just woodworking. I started building little trinkets, I started making signs, I started making this and that. I ended up getting a booth at the flea market for a little while, and kind of just getting into some different things. So I've been kind of creative. So Matt Crego is, and I've been doing Crego Creations, and then my wife's name is Lauren. Okay, so L is the Lauren, and LMC, and then Matthew, and then Crego. So that would be LMC, and then Reptiles. So it's how we came up with LMC. But so, you know, just going back to what I was getting at is, you know, being super creative and doing the woodworking and stuff like that. Okay, I kind of, when I saw the first ball pythons, it really struck me, and I haven't been passionate about something for a while. So that is what really struck me. And when I get passionate about something like that, it's pretty exciting. So just throwing that out there, you know, LMC Reptiles stands for Lauren Matt Krieger Reptiles. And that is what, you know, where I've kind of, what I've been doing for the last 15 years is doing custom woodwork. And I've done anything from benches and tables and bar tops and custom signs. And about, I think it was 7 years ago, I remember doing a, the flea market booth, and there was a reptile shop around the corner. And I had a sign in there that I made because I was doing all these signs. People would come in and ask me, you know, can you put this on it? Can you put that on it? Well, I had one that said, life's better when you own a snake. Well, I didn't really own a snake at that point, but I had this saying in my head, and I thought it was something cool. And I thought, man, I'll attract some of these reptile people from around the corner at the flea market booth. And so I remember having that sign in my booth about 7 years ago, and way before, about 4 years before we actually got into reptiles, I was, you know, kind of saying that saying, you know, life's better when you own a snake. And now it's one of my kind of claim to fame posts on some of my Facebook posts. So it's pretty cool. So that is a little history on us. My wife and I, we've been together a little over 5 years, working on 6 years, and we have. I kept talking and I didn't know where I stopped. Okay, so yeah, we've been together a little over 5 years, and you know, we've got three kids, and we're working on our collection of ball pythons. We've got we're up to right at 90 right now. Okay, and then 25 of those are babies that we hatched last year. And we've got a good amount of purchases. Okay, we've got a little bit of a high male to female ratio, but I found out that to be a good thing and not a bad thing, because some of the males that I've wanted for projects have not paired with the females that I wanted them to so far, which is okay. And we've gotten some really nice stuff, and just changing the projects a little bit, it's pretty fun and exciting too, just by getting new males and stuff. So yeah, so you know, just doing custom woodwork and all that stuff before reptiles is kind of what we were doing. And then, you know, since 2020 in April, that was where in our kind of anniversary when we bought our first ball python, okay, coming up soon. So I think that's what I was saying when we got cut off there was, you know, it's almost 3 years to the day from our first purchase. Okay, and then from that first year, we went on to buy a lot that first year. I kind of fell head over heels for the whole ball python industry and really dove into it that year.
Yeah, nice. I could tell how passionate you are about it. Yeah, it's like a color palette, right? You just basically, it's like a like living art, pretty much, like other people say too. Like, it's just like, right, with ball pythons and the morphs that are like, it's.
Yeah, so I'll tell you a little bit too. Of when our, you know, from our first purchase, and I'll try to get through it, you know, where I'm not just boring you too much. But so we went to our local pet store here, which is Extreme Exotics. The owner is Steven Brazil. He's a really good guy, and he has the Extreme Exotics Wildlife Foundation that you can actually go to and do tours of his place here in town. And I really need to get my family out there and do the tour myself. So I can't really tell you how amazing it is in person, but I've seen some videos and heard some people, and it is really awesome. But I need to get out there myself. So we went
That's cool.
And we were we got our first ball python from him. Okay. And from that day, he was explaining to me and said, Matt, this is labeled as a pastel inchy, but it probably has a little bit more than that, but you're not gonna understand it right now. And I'm kind of looking at it, I'm like, okay, well, I'm pretty quick. Like, what am I supposed to not understand? And then, so I get home and I look up pastel inchy. Well, I was like, okay, well, that's why I don't understand it, because that's not what this thing is. So from that point on, I was like diving into stuff and looking a little deeper. And then about a week goes by and the wife calls me. She says, Matt, there's an all white snake with blue eyes, and it's called a blue-eyed Lucy. And I go, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. There's no such thing. And she said, yeah. So we looked it up, and sure enough, there it was. And I called up Extreme Exotics again, and I said, hey, do you guys got any of these blue-eyed Lucys in? And they said, yes, we got one left. We just got two of them in. So that was our first and second purchase, okay, those two animals. And from that point on, I think it was like I saw the Stormtrooper and I wanted to get Xanthic really bad into the collection after I saw the Stormtrooper. Okay, so I'd already seen, you know, the Blue-Eyed Lucy, and I'd got on the Marcus Jane's website from looking up the Pastel Inchy, and I was already, I knew it was an instant passion thing when I first saw the first Marcus Jane's pictures of his animals, and that's what really sold me, and I was kind of blown away. And so I started to dive into, I found Morph Market, and I searched for hours and hours and hours on Morph Market. And I found Matthew Marshall from Ball Brilliance. Okay. And Matthew answered a ton of questions that I had. I was so green when I first got into the ball pythons. I just wanted to ask a million questions. So I ended up buying a Hypo Head Xanthic, Hypo Head SK Xanthic, and a Hypo Spider Head SK Xanthic from Matthew. And, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I thought the Xanthics were so cool. And then I thought, you know, well, they're head to head because the Xanthics were kind of expensive. And at the time, there wasn't a lot of females available back then in 2020, like there is, you know, as of now. Okay. So I'm on there and I'm looking. And so I buy this hypo pair with the both head Xanthic, and that clutch actually just came to fruition last year. So I would love to tell you guys about that here in a few minutes. But so that was my first plan. Okay. That first pairing was my first actual, you know, thought that, hey, I'm going to breed these two animals together and this is what I'm going to make. And that would have been a hypo Xanthic spider clutch or just hypo Xanthics coming out. And that was kind of cool, you know, and when I look back at it now, 3 years later, I'm like, wow, you know, for my first idea to have, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, those are some good choices.
Yeah, so it was really cool. So, you know, in 2020, we had bought a breeder female, okay, and it was sold to us as a Purple Passion. Okay, and then a good friend of mine here locally, surfer friend of mine, Jason, was getting into some more visual animals, like, you know, some stuff in, like, vision cages, like, getting some, like, white lip pythons and some different things, and he was like, do you want to buy this banana from me? So I was like, yeah, I'll buy him, and so I got this banana from him, which he had got from Extreme Exotics, the local shop here, and so I had this really yellow banana and I was looking, trying to find out what he was. And he wasn't real sure because sometimes these animals out at Extreme Exotics, some of the breeders that they go through and get them, they'll only label what they actually see. And if it's probably something else and they don't really know exactly, they won't label it. And they'll only label a couple of genes. So you're getting these mystery animals all the time. So I'm trying to figure out what this banana was, but I'm holding the banana up to the Purple Passion. And this is when I'm first, you know, brand new at it. And it's just such a cool color contrast. And I bought into a couple recessive animals, but these weren't grown up yet. So, but I had this breeder female and this awesome banana that was big enough. So I'm like, well, let me put these two together. So not really thinking much of it. I think we hit the world's first Phantom Pewter Bee, which was really nice. And if you Google that, you can find that on Google, which is a Phantom Cinnamon Pastel Spider. And she's beautiful.
Oh, that's
yeah, she's really pretty. So the Phantom Pewter Bee. And then we made two Banana Phantom Pewters, which were awesome. And then I believe two Pastel Phantom Spiders. And then we hit a Banana Phantom Cinnamon Spider. Now, everything came out Phantom, and now I'm not so sure that this animal isn't a Super Phantom, okay, after all. Okay, so just through the pairing and what happened, you know, what the babies were, I think she ended up being a Super Phantom, and the male ended up being a Banana Pastel Cinnamon Spider, okay, is what he ended up being. So we got all Phantoms with a mixture of banana, basically Banana Pewter Bee. So he was a Banana Pewter Bee to the Super Phantom. So it's really cool. Now that female, and 21, I did not pair her up. Well, I take it back. I paired her in the end of it, and then she laid in 2022. Okay, and I didn't get any eggs in 21. I tried real hard to get some eggs in 21, and we were unsuccessful of getting any clutches in 21. But I didn't like let it, you know, bother me too much. And if people are listening, you know, and you're trying to get some clutches, and your females are working hard, and you're trying to figure out, and you're looking for ovulations, like, don't give up, because I miscounted. I mean, I don't know, maybe 50 ovulations where the females were building and I swore they were ovulating, and I was just so confused and I could not figure it out. Okay. So, finally one of my animals ovulated and I was so excited because it was such a visual, noticeable thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, this animal just ate a football. And I'm like, this is the ovulation I've been waiting for. Okay. And it was the exanthic or the hypo, head exanthic spider, okay, who was first to go in 2022, okay, the first to have her ovulation. So that was really exciting, okay. And then right behind her was my my pied clutch, okay. I had a firefly pied to an exanthic het pied. Okay, and that
really firefly pied too. That's awesome.
Yeah, so firefly pied to exanthic het pied. So and that was a purchase that I got through Ballrooms. I got a pair of exanthic het pieds, a male and a female. Okay, and then I had the firefly pied from another local shop, but out like about an hour away. The firefly pied was from them, from Wild Things, and big enough, but my firefly pied female was big enough, so I was pairing her all 2021 through 20, and then finally she laid just after the hypo, so that was really exciting. Got this firefly pied clutch with the exanthic het pied. Now that was really exciting because somehow I hit some orange dreams in that clutch, and I got some like orange dream pastels and some really weird stuff. And I'm not so sure of the fire, and I don't know. It was a really strange clutch. I got some stuff that I wasn't expecting at all. I mean, honestly, sure. And it took me a while to figure it out. And I'm like, what is going on here? So, and these pictures are all on my Facebook, and you guys can look at that. And I'm actually, you know, still in the process of really figuring it all out with the new genetic testing and getting some of these animals tested soon. When some of the more genes get available, I'll know 100%. But my idea is that our exanthic male could possibly have orange dream in him. Okay. And it sounds, you know, kind of hard to believe, but you can't tell the colors on these animals when they're exanthic. And then if it's floating around in the exanthics for a while, it's hard to really tell. So, we hit these really nice orange dreams out of that pairing now. And then also in the pieds, if orange dream is in the pairing, sometimes, you know, the orange dream could be hard to see, but I would think that it would be harder to see in the exanthics than in the pieds, just because orange dream pieds are pretty noticeable. But with all that being said, that was two clutches that we hit right there off the bat in 2022. And I had the blue-eyed Lucy that we bought in 2020. And she ovulated third, okay, and had her eggs. And it was a, you know, kind of spur-of-the-moment pairing that I had with her. I was looking up some cool highway pairings and some super gravel stuff. And I had this pastel gravel male that I had bought from a friend of mine who was selling his collection off. And I bought a few animals from him. So I bought this pastel gravel. Okay. And I thought, you know what? Let me put this Super Mojave. And she was a Super Mojave spider. So I got Super Mojave spider female to my pastel gravel male. And then I was like, I want to keep a couple females, put them back to the dad and get some super gravels. And, you know, I like the supers in the yellow belly complex, especially with the gravel. And people can probably, you know, agree with me on this one that if you're going to do, you know, try to make highways and super gravels, it's probably best to go with two supers, like a, you know, either a super yellow belly or a super gravel, at least on one side, so you know all of them are going to be that. Okay, and that's kind of hard to explain if you're not super in depth on the genes and everything, but basically I wanted to make super gravels before I tried to pair something to one of my highways, because I bought a highway female during like my 50 something purchases that I made that first year. I bought a bunch of animals, so while these were growing up I was constantly buying snakes, so, and getting into different projects at that time. So when I started learning more and more about the genes and learning about the yellow belly complex, is that with certain pairings you will get this animal that is a possible yellow belly and possible gravel animal, and you can't decipher the difference in them. And they do test for the sheds now in the complex, so you can figure it out, but it will get expensive if you're trying to test a shed that costs $120 every time. So in a perfect world, okay, what I was thinking with this clutch was I would make these Mojave gravel and Mojave pastel gravel and put them back to the dad. Now, this was my second surprise clutch in this clutch. The dad proved out to be special. Okay, now he was pastel gravel already, and then when he had the special and I put him to the super Mojave, anything that put out special in that pairing turned into a crystal. So, and if you don't know, crystal is an allelic combination between special and Mojave. Okay, that makes a crystal. And it is an amazing looking animal, and it doesn't look anything like, you know, like a pastel gravel or, you know, a Mojave gravel. It looks like an allelic combination. Like, and it's a blue-eyed Lucy. Make an all-white snake. So there's a few animals in the blue-eyed complex that if you pair them will not make all-white snakes. Then I believe, I could be wrong, but I know the few that I have in my collection are Phantom and Crystal and Mojave and Crystal. Special and Mojave and Special and Phantom. So those genes there, you're not going to get an all-white snake with those animals, but they are blue-eyed Lucys. Okay. So we hit these two really awesome crystals in this clutch. So the first one came out to be a crystal gravel, I believe to be, because the belly on them is something like I haven't seen in any crystals before. So I believe we have a crystal gravel from that clutch, and then we hit a crystal pastel spider, and then gravel as well in her, I believe. So I think we hit all the genes in one of these animals. So that would be a Mojave special pastel spider gravel. 5 genes in that animal. I want to test her and get her tested and see, you know, if she does have the yellow belly gene in her. That'd be really nice, or the gravel complex in her. So that would be cool if she does prove out to be all that. Now, just moving on a little further, the female from our first clutch in 2020, I paired her back up. Okay, now this time, back in 2020, I bought this really cool male, and I thought he looked a lot different from all the other ones on Morph Market. And what's really cool is if you go on Morph Market and you do your searches and then you go through the advanced search, you can actually go back and look at animals that you purchased through the sold category. Okay, and then you can look up the sold snakes and find out how many snakes sold in certain groups, okay, in certain combos and stuff, and certain traits. So I go back and look at the animals.
The old list, like through this, just the regular search bar to search in, like if you're searching ball pythons, and then.
Okay, so what you would want to do is you would want to go on the main page, hit ball pythons, and then once you were going through and like you would click on, like just say you clicked on Xanthic. And then at the top, there's a search bar. And then you're going to go in and it'll say, you know, any seller, any jeans. It'll tell you if you want it male or female, and you can, you know, customize your search, and that's the advanced search bar. So in that advanced search bar, if you click on available, that's going to tell you, it's going to have three choices. You're going to have all, and then you're going to have for sale, and then you're going to have sold. So if you click on the sold, and then you go back, you can see all the sold Xanthics, all the sold Tides, all the sold albinos. And this, in the beginning, and, you know, this is just how I based my collection. I based my collection and built off of the animals that were sold. Okay, and like projects that were hot sellers. Okay, I kind of tried to do something a little bit different, and I'm, you know, go, hey, look how many of these, you know, lavender albinos sold, and look how awesome these leopards look with it. Well, and I bought into lavender albino pies with leopard in, you know what I mean? So just certain things like that. So, and my advice to people is, you know, if anybody's listening that's brand new to it, is go through every gene on Morph Market. And look through every single one of them before you even buy your first purchase, and make sure that you're really buying something that you're going to love and really enjoy forever, because that is what it's all about. And to me right now, like, I couldn't be happier with some of the purchases that we made in that first year and these projects and how they're coming to fruition right now. So that the one that I was talking about just before I went off on that little tangent is I saw this pastel blackhead. It was when I first was learning about the blackhead gene. Well, this one blackhead in particular was from Adventure Exotics, and I don't see her much on there anymore, but it was a girl out of like the middle of Florida somewhere. I cannot remember the town to save my life, but she had these like two or three animals posted that didn't look like any of the other pastel blackheads that I saw. Okay, now in the pairing, it was a visual blackhead lavender times a super pastel something or another. Okay, I think it was maybe even just a super pastel times a blackhead visual lavender. So that you know, made this male 100% het lavender albino. Okay, so I paired these animals up, and I get 5 eggs. I had 2 stillborn eggs, and I had 3 other eggs left, and I hit special again in this clutch with this male. So it kind of explained why he looked different from all the other males on the pastel blackhead page. Okay, so if you go back to the sold pastel blackheads, you will see this beast couple males, and you can see that they clearly look different. And you're like, wow, that's totally different than the whole page of pastel blackheads. So I was stumped for a minute, and I go, what in the world did I make? Because all of a sudden, I'm looking at this animal pop out that is not supposed to be in the clutch. And really all I wanted was a phantom blackhead, you know, something real dark. And I end up having 3 allelic combinations out of the 3 eggs that I had that survived. Okay. And what those allelic combos were was a phantom special blackhead, which is an awesome animal. I can't tell you how amazing it is. It looks like a purple passion, but with like dark outlines and blushing, and it's just amazing looking. And then the sibling was a pastel blackhead special phantom. Okay, so 4 genes of that, but the same animal as before, but with pastel. And then the third one ended up being a lavender albino version of the same, the one before. So a pastel blackhead special phantom lavender albino. Now, it just so happened that the male was het lavender, and the female that I bought from 2020 was het lavender as well, and she was not sold as a het lavender albino, but she ended up proving out to be het lavender with this male that I paired her to, and her being a super phantom and this male having special, I hit crystals again. But these are not called crystals, they're called phantom crystals, because just a crystal, plain crystal, is a special Mojave, and then if you add it with and you put special and phantom, they call them crystal phantoms. I'm not sure exactly why, but that is the term for that. Okay, so that was a really exciting surprise clutch. Okay, I was just trying for some Het Lavender Albinos, and those were going to be Posh Het Lavenders with just, I was hoping to get a Pastel Phantom Blackhead with that was possible Het Lavender. And you know, I kind of smoked through what I, and went like a whole season ahead of where I wanted to be with that project. Okay. Moving on forward, the Xanthic Het Pie male that I paired up with that Firefly Pie, well, the female finally caught up with him, so I paired them as well in 2022 and got eggs from her and got some hatchling, got seven eggs from them. Now, it was kind of a shocker because the clutch before, I was getting so lucky, and I got lucky on the one before and hit the specials and you know, got the weird ODs in the pie clutch with the Firefly. And then in this one, I didn't get any pods with a 1-4 odd with 7 eggs with no pods. So it was a little bit of a heart punch, but at the same time, I could not be bummed physically because these animals look so awesome. So I'm hanging on to them and I'm looking at them and I'm like, what are you things? So like, every one of them looks different. Every one of them has got their own little uniqueness to it in this Xanthic clutch. And, you know, they were all Xanthics, but no pods, but just super unique animals. So what I did was is I got the mom shed just in the past 2 weeks and got it sent off to get genetically tested because I wanted to make sure that she doesn't have something else going on. Like, I believe that she is possibly het for maybe clown or maybe desert ghost or something. I don't know what it is, but I just feel like there's something a little extra going on. And then I have one animal that looks like this super orange dreamish animal, so I'm like, did the mom have orange dream as well, and the dad, so did I get a super orange dream Xanthic? There's so many questions, you know, and this industry is just so exciting, dude. And it's not just me. These people are, you know, people are hitting weird stuff every day. And it doesn't just happen to me. So I feel really lucky that this does happen to me, but it's not just me. I mean, I see stuff every day where people are producing animals that weren't supposed to be there. And it's just a really fun part of this hobby and the industry is that, you know, it's really like you just never know what you're going to get and you never know what to expect. And you can never really be sure of what these animals are holding on to genetically. So I'm just over the moon at how last year turned out with the 5 clutches that we had. You can go through our Facebook and see all these clutches and see what we hatched last year and kind of go through them all. And then we do have some animals for sale on Morph Market out of those clutches, so that's really cool. And I just hope that this year comes to, you know, at least the same fruition as last year, man. It was so exciting. Like, I could not be more excited about those clutches from last year. I mean, they were just so I get up every day and I'm still amazed. Just like, I'll rewind a minute. I know I kind of got off on all the clutches and didn't explain some of them thoroughly, but our first one that we had was that the Hypo Xanthic Het Xanthic clutch. So that clutch, we had a total of I want to say 6 eggs. Okay, and on the 5th egg we were cutting, we still hadn't hit an Xanthic, and on the 6th egg we hit the Xanthic, and that was really exciting because the first one pipped and we decided to help him out a little bit and cut him and check what we got and see what we had. So we hit the Xanthic Hypo Spider on that clutch. So that first clutch that we hatched was super super special because that was my very first plan getting into ball pythons, was that Xanthic Hypo Spider clutch. So you know, that just hitting that was like a milestone for me, and I believe that was the first one that, if it wasn't the first one that was made, it was the first one that survived. I did hear of someone else producing one, but it didn't make it. I think it might have died the first day or shortly after, maybe within the first week. But it's really cool to have that, and you can actually check that one out on our Morph Market. I did post it up on the Morph Market, not in hopes to actually sell him, James. I kind of wanted to post him to, you know, just go, hey, look, this is our, you know, Xanthic Hypo Spider, and this is what he is for sale for. But in the hopes that, honestly, like, he was going to kind of sit there, and people were like, wow, look at that awesome animal. Like, that is amazing. And now, if someone, you know, and if someone buys them, amazing. But if, you know, and if they don't, then that's amazing too, because, you know, I'll have him to make again. Now, I was hoping for a female in that combination, because the mom is the one that carries the spider. Okay. Now, I can't put him back to the mom to reproduce him.
So, why is that?
You know, so the spider to spider is the lethal combination. So
That's right.
Yeah, so she was the honeybee. I remember that, right? Yep, yeah, so she was the honeybee head exanthic, and then the male was just the hypo head exanthic. So I didn't hit the female exanthic hypo spider male, so I'm like, you know what, let's try that pairing over. Let's try for a female this year, you know, with that same pairing, the mom, same mom and dad. See if we can hit his combo and a female and raise that female up. And then that way, you know, I can put the dad back to her later down the road and try to get some more of them. But, you know, I've got some other plans. If he does not sell on Morph Market, I was going to throw him into some of our sugar stuff, which I think, you know, which is like calico. And I really like calico spiders. So I thought, you know, what would be really cool would be to get the exanthic, and then why not have exanthic hypo and calico all together. So I'll probably be looking for some type of hypo calico combination in the near future to, you know, get something, you know, something down the road, but just some exciting stuff. I mean, these animals that we produced last year, the ones that I'm going to keep, the offsprings that they can make with some of the parents, I mean, they'll get mind-boggling, and I kind of scratch my head, and I'm like, is this really possible? Am I really going to have an opportunity to make some of these animals? And I'm like, I'm not surprised, because I know I'm creative, and I know I'm like, you know, I have a good mindset when it comes to putting these genes together, but I wasn't quite ready for some of the ones that we produced last year with some of these allelic combos. So now it took my plans from making some things in the future to really producing some more amazing things, basically.
Yeah, exactly. You end up with a lot of holdbacks there, hey?
Yeah, I mean, and as much as my wife wants me to get rid of a lot of them, there's some of them are really hard to get rid of, and we're trying. I did my best to post a bunch of them on Morph Market, and you know, and even some of the ones I wanted to hold back, I posted just to, you know, just to further along other people that want to get started out into some of these projects. And you know, I still do have the same parents, so we're not going to get rid of our original collection. We're actually going to keep all of our first 65 purchases that we bought, and hold on to those as our like original animals, okay, until, you know, the time comes. And you know, I'm old and gray, and I don't know what to do with my collection, and I pass it on to somebody. You know, we are going to keep our originals, and you know, a lot of people might say he might not be doing that in a few years, and you know, I might change my mind with a few, okay, I don't know. But as of now, you know, we plan to hold on to some of these original ones, and they're really nice combos, and they make some awesome animals. And then especially when, you know, you can make the second generation of them, they only get better and better. So it's just so exciting, dude. Like, I can't tell you how in the next year or two, some of the projects are just getting really in depth. So, you know, with all that from last year, this year we have two clutches already in the incubator right now.
So nice. They're just cooking.
Yeah, so in 2 weeks we have our first one due to hatch, and then 2 weeks later after that is our second one due to hatch. So our first one, actually no, a little bit longer, it's due on the about the 28th of April, this first one, and then about the 15th of May is our second clutch due to hatch. But our first one is a het monsoon male to a Enchi het ultramel female.
That's gonna be awesome clutch.
Yeah, so you know, possible hets on both sides, but you know, the monsoon definitely has a bunch of het markers and as well as the ultramel. So hopefully we'll get some really nice entries, you know, to go along with that monsoon project, and be able to put some of the females, if we get some, back to the dad in a few years. And you know, not for the double visual, but for at least just to make a monsoon. And then I have another female that I'm gonna pair him to. I just kind of spacing them out a little bit. I don't want to have like too many all at once, so I'm trying to be selective on.
Yeah, the monsoon morph is one of my favorites too. I has a bunch of them there at the facility that basic creation. And I went to pick up a snake. He was in an interview and a meeting, so I couldn't get him to. I was thinking, you know what? I'll get Billy to show me the monsoons, right?
Yeah.
Happened, but they are definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, and that was kind of, I want to say that was probably about one of my 9th or 10th purchases that we had. And I was like, I was sold on them already, but they were so expensive and so far out of my league. I wasn't prepared to like invest in one. And I was just on Facebook one day and saw a guy post and said, hey, who wants to get in the monsoon project for really cheap? Or, you know, at an affordable price. And I was like, I put my emoji on there, like with the hand up. I was like, me over here, hello, like this guy over here does. So it was DPR Cold Blood from Canada. You might know him.
Yeah, actually I do. Yeah, I've heard of DPR, but I'm gonna have to check out their website. I don't know them. I don't know them personally, but I know of them.
Okay, so yeah, check him out. He's a really good guy. So I got, I ended up buying 3 animals off of him, and he let me take my pick out of the clutch of the het monsoons that he had. Now, he had bought an original. Leopard. So the clutch was a 50% het monsoon clutch. Okay, so my het monsoon, I call it a het monsoon, but it is a 50%. But what I did was, is I went on Moorparket and I studied these damn things, and I looked at every sold het monsoon, and I studied the patterns, I studied the different indicators that they had, and I went back to his clutch of the ones that he had available, and I picked out the one that I thought best suited for me. And that's how I picked mine. Okay. And I feel like I got the pick of the litter. Okay. For what was available. Oh, cool. So, you know, these are going to be from a 50% het monsoon, but I call it a het monsoon because I'm pretty positive myself in what I saw and what I see in it, that he'll prove out to be het monsoon. He's got all the markers. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but like, so when they say like 50% het and 100% het animals, it's not a difference in the percentage of the like actual gene that the animal has in it. Okay. It's just the 50% likelihood of that animal passing it on to 50% of the clutch. So if you have 8 eggs, that means that 50% of those animals, which is 4, could potentially have the het gene, okay, the whatever gene that is. So a lot of people get that misconstrued, like if they pair that animal again, then it's going to be 25%, and then if they pair it again, it's going to be 12.5. Well, it doesn't work like that, okay? The animal either like has it or it doesn't. It's like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, but that can't
be misconstrued
a little bit. Yeah, so... So that, you know, just for people that are newer into the hobby, if they buy into 50% het animals, the animal is no less than a 100% het animal that you could buy on the 100% het page. There was just a 50% chance that animal had it. Okay. And that's kind of with that. So the second clutch of this year, okay, was from the Xanthic het pied male that made the pieds, because we did get pieds with that firefly pied clutch to the Xanthic het pied. Okay, we ended up making 2 pieds, and I ended up selling one of them to a good friend of mine here locally, my buddy Noah Torres. So my buddy Noah Torres, he's M&M Reptiles, and he's just getting into ball pythons, and I've been like showing him the ropes, and he's got some really awesome animals from Wayne Grandy here locally, and I believe he's got some Will Banks animals, and he's getting some good stuff too. So he bought three animals from us this past year, which was really awesome, and he's working on the hypoxanthic pies with him. So that's the project he bought in from us, is a couple hypos in the xanthic, 100% head xanthic pie, with the chance of having fire pastel and orange dream in it. So pretty nice animals he's got. And then those hypos are 100% head, or 66% head xanthic on those. So when you go from het to het, the animals, it's a little bit better than a 50% chance. You're going up to, you know, about 6 out of 10 animals are going to have that head xanthic. If you had 10 eggs and they're 66% het, your likelihood of 6 of those animals out of the 10 are going to have, you know, head xanthic in them. So he got 2, you know, 66% het xanthic in that pie. And I have this xanthic clutch. I'm trying to get him to get one of those from us to fill that project up for him. So when he puts all those animals and combines the 4 of them together, the offspring from the 4 should produce xanthic hypopods, which to me is going to be one of those things in the future. Probably within the next couple of years, someone is going to make it, and if they haven't already, and it's probably really amazing.
Yeah, I bet it is. That's
something that... So it's a lot to take in. Okay, if you're new, it's going to be a lot. It's going to sound like Spanish talk right now, but you know, these projects are not far off, and guys are already making triple and quadruple recessive projects right now, and they're making it happen. So I do have some of those in the making. They get super detailed, and some of them are a little extravagant, and you know, and they're a little ways out, but I mean, they're really the projects of the future. Some of these ones that we're working on here at LMC Reptiles, I mean, we have right now, within the next 2 years, a project coming out that is going to be Hypo Desert Ghost Tri-Strike.
Which, oh, right on. That sounds
good. It's going to be really, really nice. We, last year, invested in this animal from Python Perfection. Perfection Pythons, one of the two. Gosh, I'm having a brain fart on his company. But he's got some awesome animals. And we've got a Chocolate Huffman Hypo, 100% Het Tri-Stripe from him. And then from Bob Vu, got a DG possible Het Tri-Stripe, which has all the indicators for Tri-Stripe, so we'll just call him a DG Het Tri-Stripe. So our Desert Ghost Het Tri-Stripe to the Chocolate Huffman Hypo Het Tri-Stripe should produce a combination of Chocolate Huffman, maybe a Tri-Stripe in there because it's het-to-het. Possibly one Tri-Stripe with 100% double het for Hypo and Desert Ghost. So that project right there with those would be a visual with double het with Chocolate and Huffman. And then we have a Cypress Hypo female that we're raising up that's almost ready now. And I'm going to put the DG Het Tri-Stripe to that Cypress Hypo. So that will be a double het 100% with a possible het Tri-Stripe with the Cypress. Okay, so roughly, you know, hoping at best Cypress triple het back to the Tri-Stripe Huffman Chocolate double het is going to be my pairing. So that is probably a really long shot. It's a 256 odd, 1 in 256. But I mean, these are the odds that you have to go for if you're going to try and make some of this stuff. And you just got to believe in it. You know, I think, shoot, power of belief is better than any odds out there. I know these guys that have these long shots, they're not putting their triple hets together believing that they're not going to hit it and that they're going to make all triple hets. They're believing that they're going to hit the xanthic DG clown. You know what I mean? Like when Canova's making these triple recessive animals, he's got to have belief that he's making those. So in my belief and in my mind, and what I suggest everyone do is to just, no matter what and no matter the circumstances, just believe in every project that you're doing, because it has worked for us in every way, shape, or form. It's just keep believing and keep striving and just keep punching away. I mean, it gets tough and it gets repetitive, and it gets like, sometimes I feel like I'm living in a groundhog day where I'm just doing the same thing over and over and over and over. And you know, and you're cleaning and you're taking care and you're doing it and you're feeding and you're cleaning, and you're feeding, you're cleaning. But in the end, everybody, and I can, you know, this is just from my own experiences, every time that we've had a clutch is, so when you first get your first clutch, it's an amazing experience, and it hasn't gotten any less exciting after our sixth one. So, and then we have, you know, these two more coming up, which will be our eighth clutch after these two. And you know, hopefully we get a lot more. We've got some exciting projects coming up besides the two in the incubator right now. We've got I have my first clown project coming up this year, which is going to be super awesome. We have spot-nosed clown male times chocolate pinstripe het clown female, which, if you know about the chocolate and spot-nosed clown, that is actually a dark night in an allelic combination that Koblocka proved out a couple years ago to be an allelic combination, the chocolate and spot-nosed. So when you put it in the clown form, that makes a dark knight. So we're going to do dark knight pinstripes. And hopefully I can produce that before anyone else does, because I do not believe that has been produced yet. So I've had them paired up for about probably 5 months now. And she is really building right now and looking really good. So I'm waiting for an ovulation from her like any month right now. That could just be probably over the top. Okay, yeah, so the dark night is the spot nose and chocolate allelic combination that Koblocka discovered a couple years ago. And over there at Canova, he proved out chocolate and spot nose to be allelic, and then hit the first dark night, which is the chocolate spot nose clown. And then when that happened, you know, it was kind of the Canova effect, which is what Anselm came up with, our boy over at Sincere, he said that's the Canova effect. When he makes one of his videos, everybody just goes under the spell. So I have to admit, I was under that chocolate spell. So I went out, and you could not find a chocolate het clown for under $1,000 at the time. Well, I found one that had pinstripe in it, and I'm like, well, dang, I kind of like... Oh. Don't have a lot of pinstripe, and I like the way that sounds. So I bought a chocolate pinstripe 100% het clown to go with our spot nose clown. So I think believed in that project, dude. And I've seen some combos with all around that combination, but not with the chocolate yet. And from what I have seen, it's going to be a really nice combo. Okay. It really is. It's going to be something special. So I have that in the works right now, and that is our first clown combo. That's going to be this year, okay? The Dark Knight pinstripe is going to be hopefully this year, man. I hope that really takes off. And, you know, this past year, I ended up getting female for that exact pairing, you know, for an offspring from that pairing. Hopefully I get a nice male from that, and I have a female raising up for that. And and it's just really exciting. It's another really nice clown combo, and over the next couple of years, it should just be some really exciting stuff. I'm really looking forward to it. And anybody new getting into the hobby, just, you know, believe in the projects that you buy into, and don't believe the hype that the market's gonna die and all this stuff, and it, you bought into low-end stuff. Hey, low-end animals sell too. I found this out. Don't, you know, mistake that. I've bought plenty of low-end animals myself, and plenty of high-end animals as well. So to me, it's going to be a mixture of what you're going to sell, and And to me also, like, if you're going to be planning on selling animals, you have to have a good personality, and that's going to help you sell more animals as well. If you're walking up to a show and the guy's on his cell phone, he's probably not going to sell as many animals as the outgoing spoken person that, who's talking projects and stuff with people. So,
discussing the animals. Yeah,
discussing it and just being outgoing and being real, you know, friendly to people, I think goes a long way. And that's kind of how we want to base everything that we do, is just on good relationships with people. We had our first person hit us up on Morph Market, and I was telling you is that he actually heard our podcast, the first one that we did, and that is how I got our first sale on Morph Market. Now, he was inquiring about an animal, and I told him, I said, look, I really want you to think about this and look through all the genes on Morph Market, and when you look through them all, hit me back and make sure this is still the animal that you like and that you see before you say, yes, this is going to be the first one that I buy. So, you know, after that, you know, I was on his Facebook and just checking him out, and then he was looking on mine, and then he asked about another animal that I didn't have on Morph Market yet. And I said, yes, these, I have not posted them to Morph Market, but they're going to be going up soon. And he said, well, I really like that one. And I said, well, here's the pairing to it. This is what the female, the other half of the project. So he's going to get buy into our Xanthic Pied project. Okay. And he's going to get a baby from the Firefly Pied and then a baby from the Xanthic Het Pied Clutch. So, and these are going to be his first two animals that he buys into. So I've been teaching him, you know, what to buy, the rack. So I sent him a link to buy the rack and he's going to order. And then I'm going to get, you know, gave him the link to buy the incubator and everything he's going to need for breeding. So, I mean, it's really cool. And that was my first person from Morph Market to hit me up. And, you know.
Wow, that's not amazing how he just heard the podcast say. That's amazing.
Yeah. And then I guess he looked on, because I was saying, I think on the podcast that, you know, in the future, we're looking to get on Morph Market. And maybe we talked about Morph Market.
Can't hear anything. Are you still there?
Dude, in the next couple of years, things are going to get really exciting, okay? It's almost been 3 years. I was thinking back in the beginning that it was going to take me about 5 to 6 years before we really were getting some really cool stuff, and I'm not far off from that, from meeting my goals. And you know, for the people out there, just keep believing in yourself and keep believing in the projects that you buy into, and just keep rocking and rolling with it. I mean, it's so exciting, it's so fun, and the people that you meet are, you know, you know how it is. Like, you get, you know, occasional person is gonna, you know, say something about whatever, but like, you know, maybe about your animal and tell you one thing about it or something, but for the most part, everybody's super congratulating in the industry and been super cool to us. And I just I couldn't be happier going into it right now in 2023 with where we're at and what we have coming. And literally last year, what we made was just such a shock, having those couple surprises and getting the mom's shed genetically tested this year and waiting for the results for that is exciting. Oh. And seeing what we're going to get with that, because she didn't make any pies. Hopefully she proves out, you know, and if she is that pied, you know, and I just missed on the odds, and that is totally fine. Like, I would be totally legit with that. But like, I have a strong feeling that there's something else going on, maybe clown or something, but I don't know. So I had to at least test her out. You know what I mean? And
I hope she does prove out for you.
Yeah, man. And then they just got hypo shed tests done. So now people that have possible hypo stuff can get their hypos tested. And Desert Ghost is next. I believe by midsummer, they're going to have the shed test for Desert Ghost. So things are going really good. You know, I mean, I just can't be happier. Everybody, good season, and, you know, happy Easter today to everyone who's out there listening.
Yeah, happy Easter to everybody and yourself.
Yeah, man, it's cool, dude, and I'm glad you reached out back to me to do another podcast, because after talking to that guy the other day, and I just reached out and said, hey, man, like, where did you hear about us? And he goes, dude, the podcast. And I was like, oh, wow. I'm like, because I've never done a podcast except the one with you. So I'm like, that's very interesting, because out of all the places that I've talked about snakes, I wasn't expecting it to be that. I mean, honestly, I was expecting it to be like a Facebook post or like World of Ball Pythons or something, or maybe like a friend of a friend or something, who knows. But like, for it to be the podcast was really exciting, and it's exciting that it was our podcast, so it's pretty awesome.
You really had a good interview there, the first one. I really enjoyed doing that with you, that and I'm glad to have you back on here today, especially being at your birthday and Easter. You couldn't ask for better. It's great, man. And I want to know what I have questions for you too. So let me ask you a question here that I have. Could you tell people about your snake with the red and blue eye, I believe?
Okay, so
or is it
here's
black?
What's going on with that one. Okay, so that one is the one that I was telling you about earlier with the special and phantom. Okay, now it's a lavender albino, but it is also a blue-eyed Lucy. Okay, so here's what is going on. With it being the blue-eyed Lucy, the eyes, and being lavender albino, it's a blue-eyed and a red-eyed snake at the same time. So the eyes are ruby red. Okay, is what I've come to the conclusion. Now, in the red eye, there's a perfect white stripe that comes through the top of the eye, through the eye stripe, okay? And where that eye stripe goes through the red eye, if you're looking down on the snake and you take a picture, the eye looks blue because of the white, okay? But then when you look at the eye from the side and you see the actual eye, it looks red. So depending on the angle of the photo, it will look like a red and a blue-eyed snake at the same time, if that makes sense. So it's catching...
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So it's catching that white eye stripe at the top of the red eye and making it look blue. But then if you look down, so it's really weird. It's like a ruby red eye with a white eye stripe through it. And it is the wildest thing. So that's the one that I was telling you. The mom is the super phantom, proved to be het lavender albino. And the dad was the pastel blackhead that proved out to be special and was already het lavender albino. So what we got was a phantom crystal, which is a special phantom, a phantom crystal, and then blackhead and pastel with lavender albino. So you got the allelic combination, which is the blue-eyed Lucy phantom crystal, and then you have the lavender albino, which is a red-eyed animal. So you're getting a ruby red eye is what, I mean, it's the only conclusion that I could come to with that animal.
Yeah, it sounds about right to me. Yeah, that could be very well what it is.
So I posted him a bunch, and I mean, it literally has like a lightning strike down the whole entire snake. It's amazing. Like I was not expecting that. And when I tell you, like, it was a shock, it was such a shock, because I was expecting a phantom blackhead, which is like a really, really dark animal. And to see that come out was just like literally a 180 from what I thought. So that is the story behind her. And it is a female, and I'll be raising her up and trying to figure out what I'm going to put her back to. I have some other lavender albino stuff coming, and I've also paired that male to two other females. That same blackhead pastel special male that's het for lavender albino, I paired him to a pastel leopard, and that pastel leopard is het for clown and het for pied. Okay, now that same blackhead pastel special, when I look at him and I look under his tail, he has pied markers. And I never, like, he wasn't bought as het pied, but when I look at him and I look at his tail, he's got the markers for pied. So I'm hoping that he proves out to be het pied as well with this pastel leopard that I put him to that's het pied. So we'll see. I mean, so that clutch there, the leopard with the blackhead, hopefully I can put one of the males from this clutch that I have coming soon back to this female. Okay, so, you know, just mixing them up, like going, you know, having multiple clutches from one male and then putting all the babies back together, especially when it's blackhead. When you're working with blackhead and you get super blackhead anything, you're going to end up with an amazing animal. So if you go like super blackhead, you know, it's just in some of the combos, I can't get into them right now because they're too much and it makes my head kind of spin sometimes, but I have some pretty wild things in mind that I hope I can get to fruition here in the next couple of years. Let's just say that. And we'll be talking about them more. Hopefully when I get some of these females bigger and they start taking shape and they start getting up to breeding size, we'll have some of these babies that we just hatched last year up to breeding size in a couple of years here and really be like getting some super cool blue-eyed Lucy animals with lavender albino mixed into them. I mean, hopefully I can make some more of these things is what my plan is now, because I have the super phantom mom and I have the babies from that clutch and I have the dads that made them, the two different crystal clutches. So I'm going to try to blend the two different dads that made the two different crystals, you know, to the two different clutches, basically, if that makes sense. And it gets wild in the pattern and the combos are super strange, but and they're not like ones you would normally see. So hopefully I can make sense of them all and get them to where they're not too messed up to where I can't identify them. Okay, if that makes sense, because too many genes can be a problem in identifying these animals. So hopefully we keep that under control with also making new things, new combos that people really haven't seen before or necessarily even thought of. Because I was having a real hard time finding a blue-eyed Lucy that was lavender albino as well. And then I ended up finding something similar to it and kind of putting more to rest that confusion of what mine was. Which, and the one that I saw was a mystic phantom albino. So it was a blue-eyed Lucy, but with phantom and mystic. And then, if I'm not mistaken, and those two genes I could be a little bit off on, but it was called a miracle potion. So the miracle potion was with the lavender, or not lavender, but albino with the blue-eyed Lucy combo. But that was the first one that I saw that had a similar, you know, color to that animal that we're talking about. So that one is really a standout for us last year. And I think, and thank you for asking about that one, James, because that was a highlight of our season last year. And what was your next question?
My next question is, how many snakes do you have available on Morph Market? Just wondering, out of curiosity.
Right now I have 10. Okay, so there's 10 available on there. Yeah. And I plan on putting some more up. I was going to wait for the bomb shed test to come back before I post these exanthics for sale, but I have a small group of exanthics that are going to be for sale, which is going to be three of them, and they're three females. So hopefully once I get her shed test and I can put on there, you know, if they're going to be 50% het pied, because if she's, you know, if she's het pied, then that makes them 66% hets. But if she's not, then I have to label them as 50. And I just want to be sure, you know, and then I want to make sure that she's not het for clown, you know, or something else. So that's why I haven't posted those. But so I'll try to have some more, you know, animals up probably within the next couple weeks. Probably within the next 2 weeks, I should have around 15 animals up on there.
Oh, right on. That's awesome. I'm going to check you out on there. I'll go on there and look you up.
Yeah, check it out. And then I do, you know, I'm going to try and do different theme pictures on there. So like right now I have, you know, I do like the custom boxes and stuff. Like I have everything on the same picture. So then like maybe next month I'll probably do like the pictures all on the rocks or something like that. Like on my one, you know, picture thing that I always take the pictures on outside and just try to switch it up a little bit. But I'm going to try to do like themes where they all look the same, at least for now, until I get too many animals that I physically can't do that, and I just have to do maybe, you know, white backgrounds. But right now I'm going to try to keep them all consistent where they all look the same pictures on there. So yeah, text me later and tell me what you think about that and about the account, and hopefully people, you know, and want to add one of those to their collection. I mean, they're really amazing animals. They've got awesome allelic potential. You know, when you get one of those animals that I have on there, because I put some of my best ones on there, there's some allelic combinations where you won't produce normal animals with those babies that I put on there. There are some really nice combos. So the sisters to the one with the red eyes, I put up on there. So both of those are on there.
And check it out.
Yeah, go check them out. And and you know, people, if you're listening, go check out our morph market. It's LMC Reptiles. And check us out on Instagram and Facebook. And we are, you know, I try to post daily, you know, of our animals and just keep showing the love for them, because ultimately at the end of the day, the passion comes from the animals, like them just, I want to take pictures of them every day. I have 26,000 pictures on my phone of our animals, which some people might say, that's a lot of pictures, dude. And I want to just let everybody know that that is where our passion is in our animals. And it's not so much, you know, trying to sell the animals and making money, but just getting our name out there and getting people to have, you know, something that we created and that we thought of, you know, to produce. And then someone else, you know, thought that we made was something that they could make something cool with is an awesome feeling. You know what I mean? And that is what really makes, you know, us over here excited, is that we get to produce things that people are going to kind of like go, wow, that's awesome. Like, we want that. And that feeling, you know, and it must be nice, because I know we've bought animals from, you know, the same people, and it must be a good feeling, you know, that we keep coming back to those same people as well. So
yeah, it's a lifelong connection too, because you know, with your people, customers that buy your snakes, right, you get to, you know, any questions they have, you're answering them along, right?
There
could be beginners or anything.
Yes, and then I keep in contact with the people that buy from us, and they send us photos of their animals as they're growing, and that's why I started my Rising and Thriving with LMC Reptile pages, so when people, you know, do get our animals from us in the future, that they can, you know, post their updates of their animals, you know, as they grow up, and post them in our Rising and Thriving page. So hopefully that page, in the future, when we start getting more animals out there and people start to have clutches with our animals, we'll get more filled up with some of the, you know, the stuff that I envision that page, you know, working for. And if you guys are not on the Rising and Thriving page, what I'll do is I'll try and send out some more invites. I might have that one a personal page, just so I don't have like too many people getting in there and posting random stuff. But so some of the newer people that I've been coming in contact with lately, if you guys are listening, I'll probably be sending out some invites to that page, the Rising and Thriving page. But man, James, it's good talking to you today. Do you got any more questions? I'm what else is going on?
Not too much. It must be nice there in Florida where you are, eh?
You know, it's been such awesome weather today. It's gonna, on my birthday, it got cold and rainy, of all things. So, not a big deal. I've had so much nice weather here, and we've had just been enjoying it. And tomorrow, it's not gonna be like this. I mean, this place, you go from 30. Yeah, it's nice. I like it, and we're enjoying it. Florida weather is, I mean, it's hit or miss on if you come here for a week, if you're going to get all rain or if you're going to get all sunshine, but you can't beat it when it's nice. And that's what I have to say.
I'll tell you what, I'll trade spots with you. I'd rather live there than here.
No, I'm not doing the Canada thing, dude. It's way too cold up there.
No doubt. No, I'm so like, here I am.
More power to you guys up there in Canada. But, James, let's wrap this one up. And then when I get some more exciting news in the future, let's get another podcast going. And I'd love to talk some more about some snakes. I know today is Easter, and I got a ton of things to do and my birthday. But I really enjoyed talking with you guys today. And hopefully we can inspire some people. And once again, guys, if you're listening, and people out there that are doing and getting into this hobby, just
I mean, I can't stress it enough. Just keep believing in yourself and keep believing in the animals, and you're going to have ups and downs, but the ups are going to far surpass the downs. So just keep believing in it and keep punching away.
Yeah, it's all worth it in the end. I'm going to say one more thing, though, before we go.
Yep.
It was my plan to have you back on. We'll have to get you on sometime in the near future once you start all these clutches start dropping of yours and start popping out. But there's also to go support US ARC. They're doing reptile people out. Go check. You don't have to get. It does help when you do it, though, but support US ARC. That's the main thing. And thanks to all of our listeners. All right, Matthew, great to have you back on, man. We'll be talking to you, man. You take care.
All right, buddy. Happy Easter, guys.
Yeah, have a blessed birthday, brother.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.